Our story begins in Rex's apartment, where Ellie has just arrived to confront Agnes.
She told me you're faking your speech problem. Is it true? Are you really capable of something that horrible? I want the truth, Mom. If you lie to me now about this, I don't know if we'll ever have any kind of relationship again.
Ellie.
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripts and Scruples.
You really are a piece of work, Mom. You know that?
My speech has improved.
How could you lie to Rex and I about this, knowing how worried we've been about you?
I wasn't lying. I just didn't want to talk yet. Not about Perry Young, and certainly not about William Burton.
Your speech hasn't just improved. It's perfect. Why the hell are you still seeing the speech therapist?
It isn't perfect. It's still an effort sometimes.
And just how long were you planning to keep this from us, Mom?
I don't know. I hadn't thought it through.
You know that Wanda Grimm hates you, right?
She's a hateful woman.
She blames you for William's death, and she wants you to admit that you were lying about the rape.
I can't go over this again and again, Ellie. I have spent a lifetime trying to forget about that.
Mom, I need you to swear to me you're telling the truth about that.
Of course I am.
Swear to me, Mom, on Dad's grave, that you were raped by William Burton.
Ellie, it's not right to swear on your father's grave.
Do it, Mom, or I'll never believe it.
Okay. If that's the only way to get you to drop this, then I swear on your father's grave, Ellie, that William Burton raped me. And no matter what Wanda Grimm wishes to be true, she can never take that back.
At Chuck's apartment, Dara and CJ are working on their English project.
This is only the first day, but I'm sick of this project already.
Come on, it'll be fun.
Fun? I hate creative writing. And Mr. Reeves is strange anyways.
Will you stop complaining and get to work? I mean, it will be fun to work together. Can you imagine how boring this would be if we had to do these projects on our own?
I guess you're right.
I wonder if Lucas was able to switch partners.
I hope so, for his sake. Working with Stacy would be a nightmare. I guess I should be glad it's not me.
So true. And this will give us a chance to get to know each other better.
So your dad works with Clint's mom?
Yes. My dad is a partner, and Clint's mom joined the firm last summer. My dad recommended Windsor Academy to her.
Then I guess I have him to thank for me being there, too. Clint's mom told my dad about it. And also Lucas, his guardian.
What's the deal with that anyway? Why doesn't Lucas live with his parents?
I'm not sure. I guess it was a bad scene, and he moved in with Alexandra. I think her brother is married to Lucas' son.
Wow, so complicated.
You're lucky if both your parents still together.
What happened with your mom? If you don't mind me asking.
Long story, CJ.
Oh, okay. I didn't mean to pry.
Why don't we just get started on this project?
At the Marriott Marquis, Blake and Marilyn are standing at the 6th floor ballroom entrance greeting the guests arriving at the holiday party.
I love the decorations here. Everything is so festive.
This is the one big party we have during the year, so I go all out.
I know that Evelyn normally plans these types of events for you. How did you get it all done?
Oh, we have a holiday committee. Luckily, a few of the others picked up Evelyn's responsibilities.
Hello, Blake. Happy holidays.
Perry, Rex. I believe you both know Marilyn Marston.
Yes. Nice to see you, Marilyn.
Thanks. You too.
I feel a lot of good energy here already. I think this is going to be a fun night.
Outside Dr. Donna Blanchard's apartment, Carl and Charlie have just arrived.
You know, Dick Tracy, I can't understand how I agreed to meeting you here at this poor Dr. Blanchard's doorstep, but whatever.
Thank you for coming with me. No one is willing to believe that my theory about Dr. Blanchard could be right.
Yeah, well, it's a little far-fetched, don't you think? Whether or not you're right or wrong, I just want to put an end to all of this once and for all. If this so-called doctor can tell me anything new about my father's death, well, that's what I'm here to find out.
Well, let's give it a shot.
Oh, no. Not you again. I told you to leave and not come back.
Dr. Blanchard, please just give me 5 minutes of your time.
What's up, Doc? I'm Charles Turner Dean, Jr. You treated my father back in February. Can you be so kind as to let us in?
Mr. Dean, I have nothing to say to either of you.
Oh, come on. Be a sport, would you?
Dr. Blanchard, your hands are shaking. Are you all right?
Back at the Marriott Marquis, Rex and Perry are standing by their table when Mac and Raven walk up.
Hello, you guys.
Raven, it's so good to see you.
You both look great.
Thanks. Hey, Mac.
Hey.
How are you doing, Mac?
I'm fine.
Raven, I was just about to go refresh my drink. You want to join me?
Sure. We'll leave you two alone.
I was hoping that you and Raven would be here.
Well, Raven didn't want to miss it.
Who's watching Marty?
Hannah and Todd volunteered to babysit, believe it or not.
That should be interesting.
It looks like you and Perry patched things up.
Well, it's kind of complicated.
Are you having second thoughts about everything?
Not about that. There are some extenuating circumstances with Perry that have clouded things.
Am I supposed to know what you're talking about?
No. And I don't think this is a very good time to talk about all that.
Is that how it's going to be from now on between us, Rex? Secrets and a whole list of things we can't talk about?
It's not like that at all, Mac. You're the one who hasn't wanted to talk to me. I've been dying to talk to you and tell you how I'm feeling.
Well, we're here now, so start talking.
Look, this is not a topic of conversation for a holiday party. Let me just say that Perry has some medical issues that he's dealing with. And we're not sure what that means for us, as a couple.
Medical issues? Is he sick?
No, he's fine. Why don't you tell me what's going on with you? How's work?
No, hold on. Don't try to change the subject. I have a feeling this medical issue is a big deal, am I right? How do you expect me to deal with all this if you're only telling me half the story? You act like you want us to be best friends again, but your actions just don't back it up.
Perry is HIV positive.
He's what?
He's HIV positive, okay? He's in good health, and he's not even taking any medication yet. But the whole thing has kind of freaked me out. We haven't had sex since he's told me.
Rex, you have to call this thing off with Perry right now. Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples, a Radio Loger production.